Chapter 4 Annie came downstairs the next morning, wary, obviously expecting him to jump her. He'd managed to pull James McKinley back around him once more, and if he had more of a hangover than he wanted to admit, he figured it was his just punishment. She stared at him for a moment, uncertain. She wasn't dressed in her traveling clothes, he noticed with a mix of admiration and despair. She didn't look the slightest bit terrorized. Just very careful. I thought I'd managed to convince you to run away, he greeted her. Why would you want to do that? You're better off getting on with your life. It can be a dangerous thing, rattling cages. I don't think I have any choice, she said. I can't let it go. He sighed. He was going to have to cut his hair. He'd already shaved twice in the past 2 days, and the old reflexes were coming back. He was going to have to make up his mind. He'd come up with 2 possible solutions during the long sleepless night. He just wasn't sure which one he was going to implement. I figured you wouldn't, he said pleasantly. Which doesn't leave me with much choice, does it? Does it? There were 3 of them out there. She hadn't the faintest idea, but James had counted them with uncanny accuracy. They'd gotten here faster than he would have expected. It was nice to know that the cessation of the Cold War hadn't blunted their appetites. It had been a simple enough matter to get rid of the first one who'd come after him. He was young, new to the business, and he'd come alone. He had been no match for a man of James's skills. There were no witnesses, and the ocean was nearby. But this time there would be a witness, a civilian, an innocent. Annie Sutherland watched him out of her clear eyes, totally unaware of the danger surrounding them. They would take her out as well if they could. He knew that, simply because they had the same training he had, and it was exactly what he would have done if the situation.